spring practice is going to be a hot topic around these parts. Georgia Tech will have their spring practice beginning March 28th, and we get the opportunity now to speak to the head coach of the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. He's Paul Johnson, and he's with Chuck and Chernoff in the Lazy Boy hot seat here on 680 The Fan. Coach, it's a pleasure. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you guys?
We're doing very well, and I guess spring practice is a good opportunity for you to get an evaluation of as many different people and positions as possible, but I know the fans always want to focus on the quarterback position when you have a new guy stepping in, or in your case, a guy with some limited experience in Tevin Washington. Is it wide open, or do you have a sense in your mind that he's got the lead?
Well, I think clearly he'll have the lead because he's played there, but we've got a young man, Sinjin Days, who we redshirted a year ago, that's a freshman that I think is ready to compete for the spot, and we're going to move David Sims around a little bit, and he'll play a little bit at quarterback, but we're going to give him an opportunity to get on the field at some other positions.
The position I look at also with a lot of options is A-back. You know, I like Roddy Jones, what I've seen of him. I've heard Marcus Wright, great things about him. But Orwin Smith, to me, he was kind of the guy that took over the Anthony Allen role from 09. It seemed in 09, every time I saw Anthony Allen, he was hauling buggy down the sidelines running away from people, and that's kind of what Orwin Smith did last year, just a great season from him.
Well, Orwin had a good year. We've got to improve that. That position's got to improve the ball security. We had the ball out way too much there. But, we're excited. I think we got a good nucleus. Embry Peoples has started a bunch of games. Roddy Jones, Orwin Smith, Marcus Wright, as you said, has played some. We also redshirted, Tony Zenon, who we think's got a chance, Deion Hill. So there's several guys there in the mix that we feel like has a chance. B.J. Bostic is another guy we're excited about in that position. So there's some pretty good depth there.
Georgia Tech head football coach Paul Johnson with Chuck and Chernoff here on 680 The Fan.
Coach, there was a late signee back at the end of February. Jimmy Kitchen, a kid from Lithonia, signs a letter of intent with Georgia Tech. And it kind of went under the radar a little bit. But if you go back and look at some of the kids that you just missed on, regular signing day, a lot of them were defensive linemen. And Kitchen could be a pretty good get for you.
Well, we think Jimmy can play inside. He's about 265 or 70 pounds, a good athlete. And truthfully, Chuck, we set our sights on some pretty good defensive linemen, but it wasn't as big a priority as it will be this year because, you try to break down by numbers how many guys you have on scholarship, and we figure for the three spots, at a max you want probably 12 scholarship guys, and we actually have 11. So this year, because we're going to lose a couple of guys, it's a little bigger priority, but last year we were going to try to we didn't want to settle for somebody. We wanted to just kind of shoot for the top. And a couple of guys we didn't get, but there weren't that many big defensive linemen out there a year ago.
Coach, we've been critical on the show about the philosophy of when you're committed, you don't even talk to anybody else, you don't go for a visit. And I'll tell you why, because, we said it on the radio, and I want to say it to you. Chuck and I have thought the idea of maybe an 18-year-old kid wants to take a free trip if they get the opportunity, with the idea that they're still going to Georgia Tech. Tech obviously needs numbers. You know that as much as we do. Depth is critical. What do you say to those like us who are critical of that stance?
I say you don't know what you're talking about. The numbers aren't going to change. It's like it would be the same thing. I look at it like this. What if I committed a scholarship to your son and I kept shopping around until I found a better player, like a lot of people do, and then come signing day, I didn't sign him. Or I told him he had the gray shirt. You'd probably be critical of that too, wouldn't you?
You'd be coaching Ole Miss if you did that.
But let me ask you the alternative, though.
I'd be coaching at a lot of people, a lot of different places that do that. There's two ways you can do it, guys. Mm-hmm. You either oversign and take your chances, because if guys are visiting, they're not committed. That's just the bottom line. I would put it to you like this. Would your wife let you continue to keep dating after you got married?
No, but she lets me talk to other women and without the worry that I'm going to go somewhere else.
She'd let you go to Vegas for a weekend with other women? Wow.
No, not with other women, but if I'm out at a restaurant and I happen to speak to a woman, I think she's pretty convinced I'm not leaving her for that woman.
Well, if they're out, I'm sure they talk to other coaches at school all the time. Kids are committed.
Well, let me ask you the reverse of it then, Coach. Will you guys talk to kids that are committed somewhere else?
Sure.
Why?
Because they're not committed if they're talking to us.
Well, but you're trying to convince them to leave their commitment, though. It's a double standard, in my opinion.
Well, that's your opinion. But it's like anything else. If if you're taking other visits, how can you be committed?
You're an 18-year-old kid.
What if you take a visit? What if I'm committed to the University of Georgia?
Right.
And I'm just going to take a visit to Georgia Tech. Now, why am I just going to take a visit?
Because you're an 18-year-old kid and it's an opportunity to see another campus.
Because I'm looking to see if Georgia Tech is a better fit than Georgia.
And I'm not picking on you for your stance, but my problem is if that's your stance, then your coaches shouldn't be talking to anybody else who's already committed somewhere else.
And how do you know that we do?
I don't know if you do. I just asked you if you do, and you said you do because they're not committed somewhere else if they're talking to you.
I said we'll visit other kids. Sure, we do.
If they're committed somewhere else.
Sure, because in my mind, they're not committed if they're visiting.
Well, that doesn't make sense. They verbally or told somebody else. Shouldn't you back off at that point, respect somebody else's kids?
Let me talk real slow, and I'll try to explain it to you. Okay. If I'm committed to Auburn, okay, and I go to visit Georgia, and I like Georgia better than Auburn, and I just say, well, I'm decommitting. How many kids have you seen decommit over the recruiting period?
A lot of them.
Happens a lot.
A lot of them.
Sure.
So then they're not really committed, are they?
Well, but
as long as they're visiting and still looking around.
I understand the point you're making, coaches, that a kid will say he's committed and is just kind of saying some words, but if they're still taking visits, in your opinion, if they're still willing to talk and take visits, then they don't mean they're committed. Is that
That's exactly right.
All right, well, we'll agree to disagree.
In our position is this, as long as they tell us that they're taking visits, we don't cut people loose. I mean, that's you guys who spread that stuff. What we tell them is, okay, if you're still looking, we're still looking. So I'm not going to let you commit here and hold a spot and visit three other schools without bringing in other kids to maybe take your spot. Now, while you're visiting, if the other kid says, I'm through and I'm coming here, well, then they get your spot.
Paul Johnson.
The one thing that does happen is we'll have a kid maybe who's been committed for 6 months, and then all of a sudden the last weekend he decides he's going to take a visit somewhere else. So if he goes to the other school and likes it, you don't have time to find anybody to replace him. So how is that? See, I don't understand why you can't grasp that.
I completely grasp what you're saying. You're speaking slowly enough that I can get it. What I'm saying to you is I disagree with the stance. That's fine. Your philosophy is to, if somebody else goes somewhere else, they're not committed to you. My whole feeling is if you're going to respect somebody else's commitments to another school, why talk to their kid? That's my only point. Well, you're not agreeing with my opinion. Whether I understand yours is not the point.
No, let me go back again. What did I just say? If they're visiting somewhere else, then I deem them as not committed, correct?
I understand what you're saying. What I'm telling you is why pursue somebody else's commitment, though.
Okay. Well, if they're visiting us, I deem them as not committed.
Fair enough, Coach. One thing I think we can agree on is what I'm about to say about Josh Nesbitt. We were talking about him yesterday, and I brought up the name. I think it was Corey Jenkins that was playing quarterback at South Carolina. He was never going to play quarterback in the NFL. Wound up starting at safety or outside linebacker, I think, for the Dolphins. Josh Nesbitt moving forward. You know, that's a kid that showed up at Georgia Tech thinking he was going to play in a pro-style offense, and then Paul Johnson's in town. He's like, you know what, I'm on board. I'm going to play option football now. Your prospects for Joshua playing on Sundays?
Well, you know, I think that Josh was a great football player. There's no question. He was a great player for us here at Georgia Tech, and I hope he gets an opportunity to play whatever. I think he's willing to play a number of positions. You know, I think he's a tough, physical kid. I'd like to see him get a shot to play quarterback. I think that's what he wants to do. So I know he's working hard at it, and, I hope that he gets that opportunity. I hope he gets a chance to get into camp somewhere and try to play.
What about Anthony Allen? I know he impressed people at Louisville. The one thing I thought was unfair about Anthony was you heard from some of the people that said he's got to show he can play in a pro-style NFL offense, which, forgive me if I'm wrong, didn't he play in an offense that at Louisville would be comparable to something you might do at the next level in the NFL?
I would guess. I mean, I don't know who says that either. I mean, it's like who you know, if somebody in the media says that, then I guess that makes it true. We've had several running backs who played in this offense who played in the NFL. Our kid who played for us at Georgia Southern played 10 years. John Dwyer, I think, is going to have a chance to play in the NFL. We had three guys at Navy who bounced around a little bit in the NFL. So, you know, if you're a good football player, They said the same thing about playing receiver in the offense, and lo and behold, the guy was the first receiver taken in the draft, so it didn't seem to hurt him too bad. Generally, if those guys are athletic enough and they're pretty good players, they'll make it, and I think Anthony will have a chance to play. I think he's a good player, and I think he'll get a chance to play.
Coach, before we let you go, give me your evaluation now this many weeks and months later about your defense. Did they make some strides from the year before? How far away are you from seeing this thing to the point where you want it?
Well, I think that statistically, to be truthful, we were very similar to what we were the year before. We're not where we'd like to be. I don't not just defense, but in a lot of areas. Last year, the results of the season were not acceptable, I don't think, to anybody, and certainly we weren't satisfied with it. Hopefully another year in the system will be better. We've got some guys coming back, and we'll see. I think it's still a work in progress.
Coach, in your secondary in particular, I'm trying to remember now. I don't have it in front of me. I think you got maybe three new starters, maybe all four of them. But you have guys who have played some, just not been a full-time starter, correct?
Right. We do have some guys who have played, and we're actually really excited about our secondary. We feel like we've got some really good, young, talented kids there. Now, how fast they come along, but athletically, I think we have a chance to be better. Isaiah Johnson started early in the year as a freshman. We were able to redshirt Fred Holden. Lewis Young's a guy we're excited about. Ryan Ayers was a guy who was highly recruited. Jamia Thomas is another guy we redshirted who we think is a really good player. So I think we've got some guys. It's just a question of how quickly they get accustomed to playing back there and how they perform on the field.
Coach, we always appreciate the time. Thanks for spending it with us. We'll do it again soon.
Okay. Thanks, guys.